We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitch.
The donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, Duval, donkey of the day for Monday, March 20th goes to a 26-year-old Florida woman named Quavy Young, okay? Quavy Young of Cocoa, Florida. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today is no exception. See, Quavy got arrested, okay? She's accused of brandishing a gun in the drive-through window of McDonald's, okay? We hear these stories ever so often of people who are upset because some fast food restaurant got their order wrong, but this right here isn't one of those times, okay? See, in this case, McDonald's didn't get her order wrong. They didn't even have what she wanted, period. Let's go to News 6 for the report, please.
Broward County, a woman is accused of threatening a McDonald's employee with a gun because the meal she wanted was not on the menu. According to the arrest affidavit, this woman, Quavy Young, was at a Cocoa McDonald's when she ordered something that wasn't on the menu. Police say Young then drove up to the window and threatened the drive-thru worker with a handgun and demanded that worker take her order. Young was arrested on aggravated assault charges and has since been released.
Now, what was on the menu that Quavy tried to order? Quavy tried to order what you call a cheeseburger bundle. You ever heard of it, Jason
Lee? No.
Ever heard of an Envy?
No.
A cheeseburger bundle from McDonald's. She went to McDonald's and tried to order cheeseburgers the way she orders hair. Okay, let me get three bundles of that Brazilian body wave. Matter of fact, let me get three bundles of that unprocessed Peruvian body wave weavy, please. Now, I didn't know McDonald's was doing this, but apparently at select locations, they offer bundle meals. Okay, I did some research this morning, and by research, I mean Google, and I saw that they have a Big Mac bundle, a Chicken McNugget bundle, and a cheeseburger bundle. The cheeseburger bundle consists of two cheeseburgers, two medium fries, and a 20-piece Chicken McNugget.
How much?
$11.99. Great deal, but my LDL cholesterol just went up reading that. Okay, what I don't understand is why should this lead to violence of any kind? All right, I understand the historic love folks have had for the Golden Arches. I get it. It's an amazing, amazing comfort food. But never in the history of life has a combo meal ever been good enough for me to get the prison bundle. You know what the prison bundle is, right? Oh, first you get arrested for the crime, then you get a bail. In this case, it was $7,500. She already bonded out, but now you got to hire a lawyer to help you face charges of open carry of a weapon, knowingly driving with a suspended license, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. Okay, the last charge being a felony. Ain't no value in that, all right? Bail, lawyer fees, stress, nobody got time for that. That's a lot of money. And I promise you, that bundle at McDonald's is not worth it. Please give Quavy Young of Cocoa, Florida, the biggest hee-haw. What?
You want to play a game?
I guess. Would you like to play a game of Guess What Race It Is?
All right, give me my clues.
Quavy Young of Cocoa, Florida, went to McDonald's trying to order a meal that they didn't have. She wanted a cheeseburger bundle meal. Jason Lee, guess what race she is?
She's black.
Wow.
Wow.
You said that with no hesitation.
Not Quavy.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I understand. I can understand why you would think that. DJ Envy.
Yes.
Quavy Young of Cocoa, Florida, went to McDonald's to order a meal that they didn't have. It was a cheeseburger bundle meal. Guess what race she is?
Black.
Why?
Black people don't play about their food. If you say it on the menu, you better give it to us. That's the way we want it.
Mm-hmm.
And the name.
I also gave y'all a big clue.
What's that?
I said that
Florida.
She ordered
bundles.
Cheeseburgers the way she orders her hair.
I missed it, but I still
but
got
wait,
it.
But wait, white women are wearing bundles now, though.
Really?
Yeah.
They say like that.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
But DJ Envy and Jason Lee, both of y'all are absolutely wrong.
What?
She's not black. She's not black.
What is she?
She's an N-word, guys. Come on.
You want to say it.
Straight.
You
want to
say it.
I'm not saying it.
You want to say it. You want to say it. You want to say it.
Hey, nigga.
Wow.
That's Quavo's sister. Quavo.
Wow.
Jesus. All right.
Can I hear Uncle Ruckus right? He's not in there?
No, he's not in there today.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Jason Lee said it right.
This is N-word behavior.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know McDonald's is getting slushies now? I heard that this morning on the news.
What do you mean getting slushies?
They're going to have a slushie machine. So they're going to try off with Coca-Cola slushie.
So now you're going to have two machines that don't work? The ice cream machine not going to work? All the slushie machines?
Fanta slushie. And it was one more red slushie. They're going to try three slushies in certain locations.
Why do they even do the flavors? Why don't they just call it by colors? That's how we order things. Red slushie. You know what I'm saying? Orange slushy.
This whole segment made me gain weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you think of like McDonald's, now slushies, that's just way more sugar. Just too much.
Yeah. So I just got my cholesterol back down to 100. It was 139, the LDL. Now it's 100. I got to get it lower, but ain't got time for that.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
You didn't play the damn. No.
We ain't played none of the sound effects. Oh, man. I don't know what
Somebody
happened.
Just hit me. It was like, where's the damn?
I don't know what happened.
All right. Well,
Adam and Post, Eddie.
That's right. When we come back, 800-585-1051. Let's talk about the 4-day work week. Now, there's some new studies
come
that say
now.
That the 4-day work week is actually good. It helps with productivity, it helps with health, and it even helps with finances. Now, there's 11 companies that are doing 4-day work weeks. DNS Filter out in D.C., if you want to work for them. Do Big Things in Mill Valley, California. Kickstarter is doing 4-day work weeks.
Hollywood Unlocked.
America, Washington, D.C. New Leaders in New York. Panasonic in Newark, New Jersey. Denver, Colorado has Samba Safety. Pole Everywhere in California. Thread Up in Oakland. Just some of the businesses that are doing a 4-day work week.
Yeah, my staff posted that because we had put it on Hollywood Unlocked. They put it on their personal Instagram talking about, oh my God, this is amazing. I said, I will relocate the business. to another state.
I think it makes people more productive. I'm all for a 4-day work week. I'm all for a Monday through Thursday or a Tuesday through Friday. I actually prefer Tuesday through Friday. I'm not sure.
Well, let's talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051. How do you feel about a 4-day work week? Now, for everybody listening, it doesn't mean you just don't work the extra day. You have to put the hours in the 4 days, though.
Yeah, so it's like four tens.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got to work.
What that mean?
10 hours a day.
You work 4 days.
So what does that mean? Ten hours a day. 10 hours on Monday. 10 hours on Tuesday. 10 hours on Wednesday. 10 hours on Thursday.
That's what they say. You're supposed to be relieving stress and taking away some time from people. No, that ain't right.
They're not gonna pay you not to work.
Yeah, you're gonna do four tens, but
you're still gonna do 40 hours a week.
That's not right.
I've never had a job where I didn't want to work every day. I love working.
Me too, but I still want a 4-day work week.
Yeah, but it's 4 days, but 10 hours.
Ten hours a day.
No, we're not doing it.
Yes, you are.
No.
That's what you would have to do.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that idea. I don't like that part of it.
You literally sound like this generation.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't like that part.
I'm not working at it.
I don't like that part.
You just want the day off.
I just thought it was, I didn't know they was adding hours.
You still got to do 40 hours.
No.
Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.
Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.